From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Trump administration says it's withholding $65 million from the UN Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, saying the agency that provides humanitarian aid to Palestinian refugees needs to undergo reform. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
This is not aimed at punishing anyone. The United States government and the Trump administration believe that there should be more so-called burden sharing to go around. The United States has been in the past the largest single donor to UNRWA. We would like other countries, in fact, other countries that criticize the United States for what they believe to be our position vis-a-vis the Palestinians, other countries that have criticized us, to step forward and actually help with UNRWA to do more.
The U.S. is providing $60 million this year. UNRWA spokesman Christopher Gunness in Amman called the decision regrettable, abrupt, and harmful.
At risk is the education of 500,000 children. 1.7 million food insecure people may not get food and cash. We're working to protect women, vulnerable children, the elderly, the sick, the dying. These are the people who one has to think of tonight. As I say, the reduction is regrettable.
The UNRWA Commissioner General, Pierre Krahenbuhl, said the reduced U.S. funding threatens one of the most successful and innovative human development endeavors in the Middle East. The move comes after sharp Palestinian criticism of President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Sudanese police fired tear gas and used batons to break up a protest in the capital Khartoum over soaring living costs. Several hundred demonstrators gathered near the presidential palace, chanting slogans over rising prices and calling for a new government. Several arrests were made. The currency has been devalued while subsidies have been cut, causing a doubling in the price of bread. This is VOA News. The two Koreas sat down Wednesday for more talks on cooperation during the upcoming Winter Olympic Games. In Vancouver, Canada, the foreign ministers of 20 nations Tuesday called for stepped-up pressure on North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons. At a news conference in New York, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said while he welcomed tough sanctions on Pyongyang, the recent easing of tensions represents a signal of hope.
What I believe is extremely important is to take profit of these signals of hope to make sure that a serious process leading to the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula takes place. I think there is a window of opportunity. That window of opportunity will, in my opinion, hopefully make the war available. But it is important that we don't miss the opportunities that windows can provide.
Guterres said UN Security Council unity will pave the way for a diplomatic engagement. Bangladesh and Myanmar, also known as Burma, have agreed to complete the repatriation of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims over the next 2 years. They fled an army crackdown in Myanmar in August. The UN Refugee Agency, meanwhile, says it's been denied access to areas where the Rohingya hope to return. Andre Mahecic is the UN spokesman.
UNHCR underscores the importance of the dialogue between the two states, at the core of which is the right of refugees to voluntarily return home. To ensure that refugees are heard and their protection guaranteed in Bangladesh and on return in Myanmar, we are willing to be part of these discussions.
Meanwhile, at least seven Rakhine Buddhists were killed by police Wednesday after protesting a ban on a local festival. Iran has added its voice to criticism of the U.S. decision to back creation of a 30,000-strong border force to protect territory in northern Syria held by U.S.-backed Kurdish rebels. President Hassan Rouhani said the force constitutes a break of international law. It violates Syria's sovereignty. UN agencies called on Saudi Arabia to keep the Yemeni port of Hodeidah open to humanitarian traffic. The Saudis allowed the port to open for 30 days, which ends Friday. Meanwhile, the UN Children's Fund said the nearly three-year war there has killed or maimed more than 5,000 children. Bertixel Rolano is the UNICEF representative.
So in 2018, UNICEF will continue working the same as last year in areas such as nutrition, health, child protection, water and sanitation, and education.
The UN also said more than three-quarters of the country's 28 million people are in need of some sort of aid. Police in Ghana arrested and are questioning three men with links to extremist groups following the seizure of explosives in the capital Accra. Tuesday, the three were charged with possession of explosives and face a court hearing. Kosovo Serb leader Oliver Ivanovic was shot dead Tuesday in a drive-by attack in Mitrovica. The shooting risks aggravating ethnic tensions between Kosovo and Serbia. Ivanovic was facing a retrial on war crimes charges. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.